Stop. Do that one thing now. Do you lack motivation? Are you feeling stuck right now? When feeling stuck, you can often lose sight of the big picture and end up worrying far more than you probably need to. Therefore, I thought I would start by inviting you to take a step back, climb out of your head, and examine your current situation from an objective point of view. I also thought I'd start by inspiring you to help you feel better about yourself. However, I'm not going to do either of these things right now. I'm not even going to ask you to read this book all the way through to the end. Instead, I'm going to tell you the truth, how to unstick yourself right now by doing just one simple thing. Completing this one task alone will change your emotional state very quickly and put you back on track. I don't want you to think. If you feel stuck right now, it's probably because you are overthinking. No, what I want you to do is act. How? Simply by doing the following. Complete one task that you've been putting off for ages, and complete it now. Right now, close this book and go complete the task. Then, see what happens next. Unsure what task you should tackle? Ask yourself the following questions. What is the one task I should complete but don't want to? If I were to complete one task right now, which one would free my mind the most? This is probably a task you can't stop thinking or worrying about. Remember, in most situations, action is the thing that gets you unstuck. A short while ago, one of my friends posted the following message on Facebook, which is an extract from a book by the author Dan Millman. To change the course of your life, choose one of two basic methods. You can either 1. Direct your energy and attention trying to fix your mind, find your focus, affirm your power, free your emotions, and visualize positive outcomes so that you can finally develop the confidence to display the courage to discover the determination to make the commitment to feel sufficiently motivated to do what it is you need to do. Or, 2. Just do it. I invite you to just do it. Now, put this book down and complete that task you've been putting off for way too long. Perhaps you need to fill in your tax return. Perhaps you should complete that project you abandoned halfway through. Perhaps you ought to clean your house. A short while ago, I had an accountability partner who had been wanting to finish laying the floor of his hallway for months. Although it would only have taken him a day or two, he couldn't force himself to do it. I encouraged him to focus on completing this one specific task and forget about everything else. Guess what? He finished the floor and generated a surge of motivation that led him to tackle many other household tasks. This is the magic of momentum. I'm absolutely convinced you'll experience the same thing when you tackle and complete a task or chore you've been putting off for ages. Remember, you build momentum through action, seldom through thinking. Therefore, it's time for you to act and start building that momentum. I invite you to return to this book once you've completed your task, and we'll then keep building momentum together. Time to get your body moving. As the famous life coach Tony Robbins would say, emotion is energy in motion. Stand up and start moving your body. Do some push-ups, shadow boxing, or jumping jacks. Just get your body moving. If you can, talk to yourself out loud and use a loud voice. Now, go do that task. I'll be waiting.